Hey, baseball fans, go yard with BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Enjoy top odds on your favorite home run bets, fast and convenient ways to play same-game parlays, special boosts and tokens, and so much more. From the first pitch to the game-winning fireworks, there are more ways than ever to supercharge your excitement. Download the BetMGM app and get your piece of MLB action. BetMGM is an official partner of Major League Baseball. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER available in the U.S. For New York, 8778-HOPE-NY. Or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. First bet offers for new customers only. All other promotions for existing customers. Subject to eligibility requirements. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Welcome to Open Bar Podcast for the conversation never on the rocks, but it's straight up no chase. I'm your boy C4, and we back with another episode.
And it's your favorite bartender, Champagne.
We're gonna get into it. Did you see the shit I sent you?
About what?
About Sunday.
Yes.
All right, cool. Right now, we got a special guest. I meant to tell her something. Meechie Blue in the building.
What's the deal, y'all? It's your girl, Meechie motherfucking Blue, and I'm in the Open Bar Podcast. We finna get it lit.
What's going on?
So tell me, what is we drinking over here?
She said, ew.
Today, we are drinking some Azaleo.
Tequila.
This is the Cristiano.
Azavirgo.
Azavirgo. I was a Virgo too, actually.
I'm just trying to make sure that bottle knows.
Y'all Virgoing heavy right now, heavy. Huh?
Period.
But, well, it's a Virgo show, low key.
It really is. It's Virgo season too. This is their Cristalino, and Añejo Cristalino is so good because it's distilled again after the Añejo process. Añejo process consists of relaxing the tequila in a barrel for up to like 2 years. And then that's when it's like that really dark brown, because they usually relax it in like a bourbon barrel. But for the Cristalino, they actually distill it again to remove the impurities and the color and give a very smooth finish. You have a little juice.
You gonna do that shit with me.
Dang, thirsty. Look, right. Ready to go with all this.
Hey, we ain't up here with you. We ain't down here with you.
Yeah, you're not right here with me today.
Okay.
I'm not above you or below you. I'm right with you.
I'm always with you. Ooh, we're going to be drunk.
That's a Añejo. Clear it up.
We are going to be.
No, we're not. We're going to be good.
Got to keep it cute.
We're going to be good. So, first of all, shout out to you for pulling up.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Meet you blue in the building. Tell the people, like, because what you known for? Let's start there.
Music.
Definitely music. Music.
Definitely music. Song with Snoop, Daz Dillinger. Killing, and was, I'm talking about smoking all the challenges they had out. Name blew up quick. was discovered by Snoop like within the first 6 months of me rapping. Mm-hmm. So I mean, it was just pure drop
when
my first song.
When did you start rapping?
What was that? 2015 or 16? One of those two. But I just remember I dropped my first single called Nina, and then that dropped on a Friday. Saturday I got hit up. Excuse me, I dropped it on a Saturday. Sunday I got hit up to do Pookie podcast.
Pookie
when he had Pookie
Root.
F and Root, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What was it? Root Radio, yeah.
Shout out to Pookie, man.
And so I pulled up on that Monday, and I got there, and the lady there was like, "Do you have a manager?" I'm like, "No, like I literally just dropped my first song a couple days ago." She like, "You know what? Like it's a Taco Tuesday going on tomorrow at Cuban Pete's. Can you come perform?"
Cuban Pete's, where is that at?
In Long Beach.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, so I went up there and had it lit. Like I did a couple shows up there, and they was really rocking with your girl heavy. So it like it took off fast. Like day after the song was dropped, it just went crazy for me. Ever since that moment, like.
You started rapping with, like at what age?
Then. That was my first song.
So you
very first song.
So you basically put a song out.
And blew up off that one song.
What made you put that song out? Like what prompted
you? You know
what?
Because I love this part. Long Live Speedy, you feel me? That was my dog. So me and Speedy was gonna remix Vato by DJ Mustard. What was that? Jeezy and YG. So he like, "You got a cold ass voice on you, like the way you talk, everything. Like I know you can spit something." I'm like, "Hell no." So we was like playing around in the garage, talking, rapping. I'm like, "I can't freestyle for shit." So turn around, like he wrote his little part to it. And then his situation happened. He ended up passing away. Mm. And it was just like a thing where, like, I was so hurt behind it. I'm like, "You know what? I'm about to just bar up." It took me 2 weeks to write that shit. 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. 2 weeks. Niggas get songs done in 20 minutes. It took me 2 weeks to write that.
That's so funny. How was your writing process?
I'm definitely a writer. I'm not a freestyler. I keep it all the way real. I am not a freestyler at all. I'm using my pen and my pad, my notes.
You about to shake that?
This? Yeah.
You got acid in there. You go. That's gonna work.
Sure.
Boom. I'm sorry. She know what she doing.
Just don't shake it.
Yeah. I want to say, "Ooh, don't do that."
I'm crying.
You are so funny. I just need the big soccer board over there. Who work here?
Damn, she scared the fuck out of me with that. You do. My bad. I'm sorry. Let me shut the fuck up, man. Sometimes I got to shut up because I'll be nervous.
Sometimes I really got to pop out and shoot it. Every time. Like, I work here, okay?
Yeah. Shout out to Chum.
So it's a chill.
God damn. Okay. My bad.
Crazy ass.
But yeah. So back to you, Michi. God damn.
He was so nervous, y'all. He really thought I was going to blow the whole set up.
Nigga. Let me let her do her job. She's a professional.
Man.
Anyway. Yeah, so you basically you put one song out.
A little shot, yeah.
Basically put out one song and then it went up from there?
Yes.
How the fuck? Like, I want to put out one song and do that.
Yeah, what it really was is because I dropped a freestyle, like just rapping it in the video. Mm-hmm. And I had hundreds of comments like, "Hey, you need to get in the booth. Drop this shit."
So it was more so the Instagram post that made it make sense.
Yeah. Like, and then it was like somebody hit me up like, "Hey, get in the studio. Like, we could do it. Record it." I got in the studio like the next day. Did it. Dropped it on SoundCloud. Boom.
I like
everybody
shit
riding
like
around
that.
To
that's
it.
On fire.
I like when
the artist was fucking with it. It was just like a lot of people. I know Lil Cotty was on it for sure. He was like on a hoverboard sliding around to it. Like, this shit slap. Nip, I end up running into him. He like, "I know your name. Like, I know, I've been hearing that name." And I'm like, "You know what? Like, because I was trying to be the first lady all money in." So I'm like, "You're going to keep hearing this shit. Yeah. Like, keep your ears open to me." So, yeah, it was crazy. It was a dope moment, though. That whole, like, whole everything, one song really blew the hell up. Like, one song.
How did it take you, though, like when it came to, like, taking it all in?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. That's never been a problem for me due to the fact that I've always done so much. I've always been the entertainer. So from school plays, even in the fourth grade, I had a drama class. My drama teacher was the dad that was on Big Fat Liar with Frankie Nunez. You don't remember that movie, Big Fat Liar?
I remember the name.
It had the little boy Frankie Nunez, and his dad on there was an actual actor and a drama coach. Mm-hmm. And so he used to come to our school, my elementary school, Dickinson Elementary. Came up there, teach the class, always was like telling my mom, she's 100%, like, it's in her, like, you know. So school plays, Cinco de Mayo, it didn't matter, Black History Month, I'm always front and center, and I always had a voice I know how to sing, too. So I was always, like, leading, like, then I did choir. So it's like I'm used to that front line, like, you know, when it comes to entertainment. So it wasn't really nothing crazy. Only thing I could say, like, it just wowed me how fast Snoop found out about me. So I was just like, what? Like, that's a mega superstar, you know? It's four very famous people in this world. Jesus, Beyonce, Mickey Mouse, and Snoop. Like, you know what I mean?
Like, did you see Snoop Dogg taking swimming lessons from Michael Phelps?
Oh, no.
In Paris at the Olympics this year, Snoop Dogg was taking swimming lessons from Michael Phelps. He got his own Olympic little pin to him.
He can't swim?
I wouldn't be surprised. Nigga from Long Beach and can't swim.
Man.
That's crazy.
Hey, I'm born and raised in Compton, and I know people who ain't never been to the beach.
That's crazy.
Beach less than 20 minutes away. Mm-mm-mm. You know how to swim?
Yeah, heck yeah. That's a very important, like, life hack. You should know, like, really? They don't want to get fall out of nowhere. A lot of people don't.
A lot of people can't swim.
They made a meme about that shit, talking about some, like you got to be the most dumbass person in the world if you cannot swim, and that's something that can absolutely save your life. And I'm like, I feel the fuck out of that. Because I'm not going to be the one in the pool. Like,
that can't swim.
It's sad.
This age, when people tell me that they can't swim, I'd be surprised. Like, how
people be like having a fear of large bodies of water too. Like, see, I grew up with a sister that always had a pool. Like, whatever house she bought, she always had a pool.
I grew up with an auntie that always had a pool.
Yeah, so it was like mandatory for us to get up in that water and get it going. You feel me? But a large body of water, like ocean, I'm like this. Like, I'm with it. I don't mess with you. I'm scared. It's a whole other world down there.
I'm in the lake. I'm in the aquarium.
That's the last thing I want to do is be holding my pool, floating, and something snap my foot. I didn't even have enough time to catch my breath. Like,
that's out. I don't fuck around. Be like, I want to go to somebody. I want to snuggle with the turtles. Like, fuck no.
Okay, when I get my cocktail, or is this sitting up here?
Oh, this your cocktail?
Okay.
Do your thing.
Yeah, you go for it. Girl, once I make the drink, it's yours.
Do y'all see this? Beautiful.
Nigga,
it's so cute.
Do y'all see
this? Not like that.
She did her big one.
Fuck them turtles.
Let me taste this.
Fuck that turtle. I ain't swimming with nobody turtles.
Okay.
Why you over here helping?
I'm mad now because that's my thing. Like, I'm not jumping in nobody ocean. For that's real? Out. Fuck
no.
I ain't getting nobody boats no more. I'm cool.
I've been late night fishing where you go like fishing in the middle of the night and like you cannot
you
see
so fucking
nothing
adventurous.
Around
that's
you.
That's out.
It's like pitch black,
that's
it's white as fuck.
And I really believe in mermaids,
like,
too. So.
Me, too. That's why I went. Because I'm like, what if I get this?
She said, that's why I was
there. Your ass in,
like, I'm cool.
But I ain't going to listen to the sirens.
The noises?
But to hear them. They lure your ass.
I'm be out there getting lured.
Why are you so
right
fucking adventurous? Like, what
I can't do it.
I'm just excited. Life is happening.
Nah, I got bold in St. Martin and caught myself jumping off the yacht trying to get a cute boomerang. Boy, I was holding on to that shit for dear life.
Real?
He was about to fan from the boat at the bottom. It was pulling my feet under. So I was like, get me up.
Oh,
I'm like,
God.
The man had to come. I'm talking about hand all in the crack of my ass, two of them, trying to push my big ass up back on the boat.
No.
I said, never again. I was on that bitch traumatized. I stayed in the center of the boat the rest of the day.
Are you
They was like, yo, nope, I'm not doing it. Like, nope, I'm cool. Too much water just scared me. I'm telling you, it's another world down there.
Oh, it
like,
is. I definitely
I ain't got time
that.
To
I stick
with
the regular pools for sure, but that motherfucking ocean, I'm good.
I am a water baby. I cannot resist.
Fuck that.
Man.
Water baby, my ass. That's out.
And I want to touch the water. I don't take my shoes. Just talking about it, y'all. I didn't kick my slides right off, baby. Where is the sand?
The sand, cool, you know, some sand, not Long Beach sand. I mean, but now let's get back to the topic though, because.
So you originally born and raised L.A.
Compton.
Well, Compton.
Born at St. Francis. Raised in Compton. I moved when I was 12. You know, I had to go. Shit, my brother was calling his. We 8 and a half years apart.
Oh, for
so
real?
My brother called himself trying to gang bang. My mom's house got shot up. He was getting shot at.
Ooh.
My mom owns a daycare, so it was like she couldn't put her kids at risk. Bullet hole went straight through her garage where the daycare was. So I did stay with my auntie in L.A. for a minute. I definitely did stay on 102nd and Budlong for a cool little minute. And
when you were that young?
Mm-hmm. And,
how was the transition of being? So I'm a Compton transitional L.A. baby, too. Like, I went to L.A. schools at a young age. Mm-hmm. How was, like, the culture shock of going from Compton to LA.
No. I still went to school in Compton. Like, yeah, either way it go, like, I never, like,
I tried to go to school and I said, send me back to where I came from.
Yeah, like, my area, my home school was Mayo. I went to Dickinson. Yeah, see, my mom, she took me across the bridge to Dickinson. And then turned around, it was like middle school came. I went to Davis for a little bit. I phone died, turned around, my mama was worried, like, blowing my phone up. I'm outside thugging with my friends. By the time I got to my granny house, my granny was like, I already packed your stuff up. Your mama should be here in the next 15 minutes. She came all the way from Lancaster, picked my ass up, and I was out there.
She said, oh, we ain't even about to start this. Mm-hmm. I've seen this already.
Like, yeah, you think you ain't in my care. You think you about to run around wild out here? Yeah, you coming right out there. So, yeah, I was 12 when I moved out there. And, yeah.
To Lancaster? Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, I was 12 when I moved out there. I was in the 6th grade middle school in Compton. Went out there to Lancaster and was in the elementary school again. They should go from kindergarten to 6th grade. I was pissed. Like, wait.
Hey, I just thought about what you
It's just like, because they elementary school go from kindergarten, well, preschool to 6th grade.
Instead of 5th grade.
Yeah, instead of 5th grade, and then you go to middle school. So, I had to do a whole extra year of fucking elementary school while all my friends were still out there.
So you graduated elementary school twice. I hate that shit, but graduating middle school twice, that's kind of, when you graduate at that age, two elementary diplomas is crazy.
That's nasty work. Overqualified.
But that's a bar though, because a lot of you bitches ain't even got your mind right. Bitch, I've been in elementary school twice.
Man. Damn. Hey, that is a bar.
That's, a little bar right there. Real.
You ever thought about that?
No. I'm still traumatized by that shit.
What was going to be the difference? You just couldn't wait to go to the big kids' school?
Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm around these little motherfuckers. I'm just graduated from y'all and I'm back with y'all. I'm like, hell no. That shit was so wrong. My parents teasing me from Compton. Like, you back in elementary? Yeah.
Damn. Yeah,
that is actually fucking insane. When you
think that was crazy.
I thought the biggest surprise to me was when I found out about year-round school.
Oh,
like that track. Yeah. But no, but that's what it was too. So when I first got there, they only had one track open, and I had to wait like a whole like damn 3 weeks to even get in school.
Come on, track school. That's the fucked up part.
I don't know. I don't get it. I don't know if it's just too many kids at one school, so that's how they try to balance it out. I never understood it. I never got into the science behind it.
I haven't heard of it in a long time, yeah. But. I'm pretty sure it's somewhere.
Some kids is going to school like they went to school like last month. Now they back.
They used to be out of school for like 3 months, in school for off school for 2 months, back in school for 3 months. And remember, they used to go to school in the summer.
That shit.
I used to be like, y'all, I'ma hate y'all. Fucking loser. Y'all schools to go to school this summer. Y'all, I'ma hate y'all. And then remember this word, and then they used to milk you. And be like, yeah, but I'm out of school for the whole month of December. And I used to be like, damn. Y'all win.
I would never be mad about that.
They used to get an extended ass winter and spring. But it was like, exactly. Like, but who the fuck want to go to school in summer?
Yeah, give me my goddamn summer, goddamn.
Until I got grown. And then I found out summer school was popping in high school. Oh, yeah. 10th grade summer school, 11th grade summer school was lit. It was not about school. It was just lit being outside every day. But...
I did freelance.
That was also the only way I got out the house to hang out.
Freelance in the summertime, that's it.
I'm crying. For real?
No, I never did that.
What?
I never got to experience
it
freelance.
What?
Mm-mm. Let's be there. 116.
What were them beans called? Fuck. Damn, I can't even think what them little beans they used to have
beans
called.
Wait,
yeah. No, they used to sell them. Like, you had to buy it. Like, that shit was fire as fuck in high school.
For real?
Beans? It was the cafeteria over here, way to the other cut. Yeah, I went to high school out there, so it was like.
They had different.
Damn, I can't even think about the fucking
beans.
Them motherfuckers was bomb with the little tortilla chips.
$4.50.
At least out of shaker salads for $5. Man.
Salads?
I literally just told somebody that the only thing McDonald's ever did for me was invent a mixed salad shaker. And I was getting blew my mind. I could just shake the salad.
Hell yeah, you just pour your dressing and crack your crackers up in there and just put the top on and shake that motherfucker up
y'all was,
and get
y'all
your fork.
Y'all was sheltered as fuck then. Nigga, come through and have no motherfucking shaker salad.
McDonald's, that's where I had it at.
You never get them... Little chicken sandwiches in the foil. Oh, God,
y'all was rich.
We had them there, but shit, them motherfuckers was for throwing purposes. Yeah. And they was getting the riots cracking on God. We was tossing them chicken sandwiches fast.
Motherfucker didn't understand how you can get cracked.
And I was bold, too. Everybody used to be so scared. And I'm like, nigga, what? Like, give me the
it's
chicken
sandwich. It's already cracking, right?
Give me the chicken sandwich right in the face.
Give me the goddamn chicken sandwich.
And then right to the church parking lot after school. Right after school.
The church parking lot.
The church was right
across. That's where I used to lie in the back. Squat.
Yeah, all in the parking lot. It was one of the big churches. Like, it was one of those. Damn. We used to
not
be in
the mega church,
church
parking lot.
Fighting. And they call us out the church. We were going to the field right on the side.
Not in front of Creflo Dollar's place of business. What's the other one? I know you went down there at Joel Osteen's place acting like that.
Fuck around with T.D. Jakes, goddamn.
Man.
Now I know goddamn well T.D. wasn't having that. Yeah, he got security down there. Man. You had to go down the street to the back.
Oh, God, he got security. Right. He was a big old rifles and
school
all that.
Was crazy.
So you went from Compton to Lancaster. What brought you into the business that you're in right now? Let's talk about that. Sorry for that big transition, but we really, I really want to get into that. Like, that's that type of business. Why don't you tell them what type of business it is first, and then we get into it.
So, I'm a mortuary makeup artist. I also dress clients. I do lace frontals on them. I apply press-on nails. And whatever the family need help with, I just got a heart. So, it's like, I'll really be there for more than what I'm getting paid for. So.
What's the name of the business?
Resting Beauty.
Resting Beauty.
Yes.
That's so fire. So that's, yes,
that was the main, so like, that was the main thing that I seen. Like, I was like, I know all the stuff you've done because, of course, I'm tapped into music and all the rest of the stuff. And when I seen it, I was like, oh, she do more than this. We got to bring her on and see what this is about.
Yeah.
So what made you get into, like, that? Like,
so, for one, I've always been heavy into the death industry. Like, I don't know if y'all remember Rotten.com when we was little.
Oh, God.
Lived on there. Oh, my mama would like, shut that computer down. I'm tired
that's
of seeing shit splattered on railroad.
That's how they see Tupac.
Yeah, okay. She's like, turn it off. I am sick of it. Like, I remember getting banned off the computer for... Yes,
I used to sneak and go on there.
I remember Tupac shit.
And so I'm like, I started off at a very young age, elementary school, like, I want to be a crime scene cleaner. And I'm like, crime scene cleaner turned into...
How do you know about that?
Just due to the fact that, like, watching stuff on not YouTube. What was it back in the day?
It was like YouTube.
Damn, it was that far back? I'm trying to think, but damn. But, like, I remember watching, like, videos of people, like, cleaning up. Like, it's all suited up in the white suits, headgear on, everything. And I'm like, they scraping brains off the floor, the walls. And I'm like, damn. And I'm like, as I got older, I just thought it was something cool. Like, you know, like, I want to be a crime scene
That's
cleaner.
Different.
I want to be a crime That's scene cleaner.
She really took watching Law & Order to, like, the next
man. So I'm like,
you're the SVU girly, huh? Special victim.
No, I'm not. It's crazy. No, I'm deep off into some shit like First 48, all of the killer shows, True Crime TV, True TV and stuff.
Crazy. I like True Crime TV.
Yeah, I like all the little killer shows and stuff. But I was deep off into those though. But then eventually, like early middle school, I'm like, I want to be a mortician. Like, I just want to work with the dead. Like, I don't, like I said, that. My grandma, a lot of people find this crazy, but my great granny and my grandmother, and it was also passed to me, we could speak to the deceased. So I noticed at a very young age that I can communicate with the dead. And I, like I said, I've just always been like super in tune and just like, I love this whole industry, this whole field, you know? So got a little older, couldn't pursue with that due to my case, you feel me? So that I ended up catching once I turned.
Okay. Is it closed?
Huh? No, yeah, it's very much closed. It's very much closed. It's old now. So, I ended up catching a case. Couldn't go to, school to be a mortician. So
ain't that mind-blowing?
Yeah,
that
so, you know.
Like, you never know what is going to hinder you until you're hindered. Like, we never be thinking about that when we thugging. We be thinking we're going to be thugging this summer, and next summer I'm going to nursing school. Bitch, no, you're not.
Right.
They don't want your kind.
Yeah, so I ended up giving up the hopes and the dreams of that, and then my mom actually put me out there, like, she want to work with the dead. Like, if she does makeup, let her do her granny makeup. So I'm like, okay, I did it. I was chicken shit. Like, I'm in there rattling, the door closed. I'm like, oh, my God. Like,
you
I'm in
yourself?
There tweaking. Yeah, that my family had went downstairs and left me in the room with her
on
by
purpose?
Myself. And
on
I'm
purpose?
Like, bro.
So my sister did my baby sister. So
Yeah, it was an experience. Yeah, I'm like, this is real different. Like, and especially it being my grandma, mm-hmm. I'm like, I just kept having visions of her rolling in her little chair into the kitchen cooking. I'm like, damn, like, so my thoughts was just going wild. Mm-hmm. So yeah, pretty much that was 2017. I ended up like having my brother make me a flyer, and I'm like, this 2019 now, I'm like, I'm about to just put it out there. If they book, they book. We just gonna go for it. You feel
right,
me?
Right.
I ended up booking one girl. She was a very popular girl. So many people were at her funeral. Everybody was like, who did the makeup? Like, I've never seen makeup like this on a body. Like, this is like a real actual beat. So that one led me to like booking three more bodies after that, like
that
upcoming.
Crazy. And it's people just like, seeing the body and like asking about the makeup service. Mm-hmm. That's fire. Like,
yeah,
that's so
crazy. It's hard though. Shoot. Like, I tell people, like, it's hard because you can't just post nobody loved one. Like, you could ask, some people are cool with it, which I have some people, you know, but it's like, I don't want to constantly keep posting no one's right, loved one,
yeah,
on my
yeah,
story
yeah,
or page.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if it's posted, it's
oh,
posted,
so it's
that's done.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
like, I still got a heart. Yeah. Like, you feel me? So I'm like, I wouldn't want to scroll on my timeline one day and there's people that follow me and mess with me, like, because of my content. Like, so it's like, damn, she done posted my auntie. Like, I didn't want to see that shit today. Like, you feel me?
Right,
so
right,
like, I just, it's hard to promote, but by me being who I am, I got a mouth. I'm a promote every day. I put it on my story, keep it in people mental. You know,
it's an avenue to do that though.
I'm like, I'm trying to. I'm in my notebook about it. You feel me? Like, how could I really, really
you
get
really
this
gotta
out
go,
there?
You really got to probably get into the mortuaries. You got to really talk.
Yeah,
to
so that's what I'm in the midst of now, is getting contracted.
Yeah,
I don't have to just be booked by a family. Mm-hmm. Like, I specifically work with these mortuaries,
like,
you know.
You.
And yeah. Yeah, so.
And then you
that,
have you
that could work
keep
out too,
because
you could be bringing them a good commission.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's why I'm like, me being who I am, y'all for sure are gonna get some money, because if I go ahead and put my voice behind y'all business, promote, it's like anything. I notice I have that power. Anything Michi Blue say is a go, it's a go. If Michi Blue say hell no, it's hell no. We ain't fucking with it. You feel me?
Michi Blue on Open Bar Podcast.
And it's
that's
a hell no.
That's a good job.
It is a
hell no. Not to get you out, but yeah. I think the best way to do that is like get the contracts with the mortuaries.
Mm-hmm.
I was just talking to somebody who
I'm
gonna have on a podcast soon.
This is
okay. I'm
gonna find out it's hot, yo.
I'm gonna have somebody on the podcast. He was doing body transportation.
Nah, that's money too. It's money all in that damn industry.
Yeah, and he was telling me about how the mafia get into that and stuff. So he was like,
painting the curbs at the cemetery back in the day was $80 an hour.
Damn.
I don't know how much it could
be
now.
What?
Painting the curbs, like how they have like the cute little avenues and stuff, like at the mortuary. I mean, at the cemeteries. Yeah, they was paying $80 an hour back in the day.
I believe you too.
They make money the whole thing from being a janitor around there, a transporter, embalmer, the funeral director.
That's what he was
whatever. It's a heavy industry, so it's like, you really like, because some people are like, oh, you charge this little for regular makeup. Why you charge this much? It comes with a lot. Yeah. Like, this is not regular at all. Like, it takes a strong individual to be in here face-to-face, chest-to-chest with a body. Like, it's not nothing regular when I got to sit up here and go up underneath his arms and pull him up. Mm-hmm. And we sitting like this. I'm sitting up against a corpse. Like, this stuff get deep. Like, you know? So, it's like, and then I'm like, I honestly feel like I undercharge. I really
do.
I absolutely 100% feel like I undercharge, you know? But it's like I said, I got a love for it, a passion for it. So, and we just in a time right now. It's like everybody going through it. Mm-hmm. Like, you know? So I'm just like, I just try to keep it, you know,
I think
fair.
That's a business to keep going, because everybody, I ain't going to say it, but I'm going to say it. Niggas die every day, B.
You know, the first wet bar booking was repass.
Really? Oh, yeah, you did say that.
My very first ever booking was repass, and I was like, I was actually super surprised that they booked.
Are y'all scared to, like, look at him? Because I really, I want to show y'all,
like,
so y'all can
like,
broadcast,
I don't like
too.
Going, I don't like going to funerals. I didn't want to go to services.
My sister and them did my baby sister.
I ain't going
to
put it on camera, but this is one that I did.
Oh, it looked nice, though. It looked really nice. It looked really good.
I kind of don't want to see it.
You don't?
If she wouldn't have told you it was a person at risk, you wouldn't have known.
I wouldn't know.
It look good. It look real good. They don't look like they at risk at all.
I got a weak stomach, so my shit weak.
Hey, look, I look at it. It definitely changes your mental. It's a cycle of life.
Three
things we all promise is to be born, to live, and to die. So, you know, when you on dealing with them bodies and you picking them up, it's just like, damn, I got to be here for this person one day. Like, you start thinking about everything. Like, Yeah. Damn, like, she younger than me. Like, you feel me? Like, this shit is crazy.
What's the youngest person you've done?
23. I'm just now at the point where I'm starting to accept, like, teens and kids. Because I turned because a few of them down. I'm not doing no child. Like, hell no. Nah. Like, I'll
be
there.
I was just about to ask you that. Like, have you done, like, any minors and stuff yet?
But I did just do a male, my first male, and he was a teenager. I believe he was 19 years old. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I never even thought about that, but... Guys gotta look.
Yeah, men have too. Because a lot of people don't know. Like when you pass away, of course, your oxygen stops running through your blood. You immediately start to change, you mm-hmm. know. So
rigor mortis.
Yeah, right. not rigor mortis is the stiffness of right. the body, but right. no, the oxygen not you know going through the bloodstream no more. Your skin start to change depending on if you was a drug user, alcoholic. You're yeah. not taking care of yourself.
Oh, that's the
that takes a plate like a big toll on your skin. So. A big thing that a lot of people, they try to be like, oh, he don't need makeup. If he has skin slippage or she has skin slippage, which is the very first layer, you can literally and wipe off the very top layer of the skin. Comes right off. You see peelings all in the face, blotches, like it look crazy. So you got to use a specific type of, what is it? It's like a wax. That's when you see people at their funerals and they look so creamy and waxy looking, like why they look like that? Is because they have skin slippage and you got to cover up those like cutout lines in their face and smooth it out so you can't see it. So, on me.
So, how did you start? Like how did you get training for that? Like, how did
I'll do my thing. I'm a makeup artist. So, it's just like I made the flyer, I do it for the mortuaries. The family books me.
No, but I'm saying, like, how did you even find out, like, it's a wax? Like, you just did your own research.
Oh, no, the mortuaries be putting me on. Like, it's one lady, when I go to Inglewood Cemetery, she makes me do everything. I love that lady. Like, because she literally makes, like, literally makes me be hands-on with everybody. She like, no, you finna do it. Like, I'll be like, huh? Excuse me? She be like, you finna put it on there. You got to do this part.
So you kind of like created your own mentorship program.
Yeah. Right. So it's like, I would love to. I see a lot of people ask about it and stuff like that. But I'm like, are you ready? Or are you just, because I'm one of those, like, I don't like hypothetical conversations.
Right. Don't talk
so if you're really ready to get in the field, I could bring you along when I do have a body book. You can come on with me. You feel me? And you can help me out. You feel me? I'll tell them, you know, you my assistant. You my helper for the day. You in training and stuff like that. But a lot of people don't be prepared for it. Like, it's a lot behind it. Just I'm regular dealing with real life people is expensive. The makeup, the products for the deceased is expensive. Mm-hmm. So it's like, are you ready to put the bread up? Because you can't just come in here empty handed. Like, you know, you got to have all your own tools.
Bring your own
tools. That's some embarrassing shit to walk up in there and be like, hey, like, you got a foundation brush? Like, they're going to be like, they booked you to come here and you need my shit? Like,
if I had a foundation brush, I would be applying foundation. Like, yeah. That's crazy.
It's real different. So cool. I'll be doing it all. I'm talking about around the fingernails. I'm giving manicures, like clipping cuticles. Like,
for
yeah.
Real?
Yeah, that's I just so had a tough one. My back was hurting for a long time, like putting an outfit on somebody. And I'm like, oh my God, the family is looking at me like, did you just lift him up? Like,
so they watch you do this?
Like, they helped, but they were like in shock that, like, damn, she just did this with no problem. We kind of a little nervous. Like, you know. And I'm just like, oh, my God. But, yeah, well, I get in there, and I get jiggy. Like, I don't care. I'm like, let's get it. Let's slip these pants on. Let's fix it up. Let me tug, make sure the plastic is right. Like, you know, you can't see nothing. Make sure it's changed.
What plastic?
You know when you pass away and then when you get embalmed, they put you inside of a clear plastic bag so no fluids won't leak out into the casket.
Really?
So everybody's body so that's embalmed. Like that it's in like a whole clear plastic bag, like underneath your clothing. Everybody's clothes get cut up the back. The pants can get slipped on, but like jackets, anything, shirts, everything gets cut up the back and you just slide it up your arms and tuck it up under you. It's a lot of crazy stuff.
Learning some new shit, man. This is like a true crime story right here.
It's crazy. You see some stuff though.
So how many bodies have you done so far? Are you keeping count?
Nah,
I've been stopped keeping count, but I'm not gonna lie, like I'm up there. Like I definitely have had some bookings. Yeah, I've had a lot of bookings. That's why I'm like, between my popularity, everything I do and the business I have, like, and then people seeing my work for themselves, it's like it brings a bell. But yeah, so it's just like, you know, I always say I feel like it could be a lot bigger. Like I feel like I could be doing the elites people makeup, like, you know, I feel like it could be a lot bigger. But it's only so much you can promote. Like, you know, the marketing is so hard.
I don't think it's so much you can promote. I think it's, consistency. You know, it's so present that you could be till somebody else discovered you.
Mm-hmm.
You created one so song I tapped and in got with, discovered and all that.
I tapped in with Shekana. Shekana was very interested in me. She got the Revive Mortuary and stuff now. She was very interested. Yeah,
I did not know that.
But she's way out of state. So I'm like,
are you considering like, moving? Huh? You wouldn't consider moving?
Not out there. Not to work at no mortuary. Like, it got to be some real big, big stuff. Like, I ain't going to just go work at a mortuary. Like, my goal is to have my own as well. So,
right.
I ain't going out there, like, nah.
I think that, I think when I seen that,
just to do makeup, nah.
When I seen it on Instagram, I don't think a lot of people pay attention to certain shit. Like, I literally was like,
that's why I have to post it every day on my story. Every day, you keep it in a mental. Like, you feel me? I do makeup. I do, you feel me, this, I do that. Like, I have to constantly post it so they won't forget it, because a lot of people do, they hear my voice. When they come to my page, they want to see the content. So it's like, it's a lot going on one Instagram, like, you know, but I'm like, I can't do all these pages, like, I can't, like, I'm only on one app, I don't mess with Facebook, I don't mess with TikTok no more, I'm on one app, and I ain't got time to be flipping through different Instagrams, hit me up here. So, I mean, it works, you
keep
know.
Keep it simple, keep it precise.
I keep it simple, I'm just now about to get a booking app, like, a booking site, yes, for my first time ever, so I've been doing makeup since 2017.
I tried it in multiple ventures. Bartending is not my first venture. You don't remember me, but I met you when I first moved to Lancaster when I was doing like the 420 world, events, boy. Doing lashes and sunglasses with my sister.
I know that name, but was you, I don't know, because I know you from somewhere. I just can't put my finger on it.
Yeah,
and the name Champagne is really ringing a bell.
When I was living out there.
Was it like at Just Pounding or something?
Yep. Yeah. I was going to say, when I was living out there, I used to do the motorcycle club pop up.
Yeah, my brother bike club, yeah.
When I was when they pop up, I used to be selling weed, eyelashes, sunglasses, custom made purses, everything. Like, book me. I used to be like, I'm start cooking this motherfucker. I don't like they food.
Real.
Like, I'm gonna start being the bodyguard at the door. I don't like these niggas.
I'm crying.
Shit, fuck is going on here, but
yeah, that's why I'm like,
ever
okay,
since
man,
I ever
you like
came
that?
In contact, the fuck is I don't man. Know. Ever since I came in contact with you, though, you always been having something going
she
on.
You know what? Can
she
I tell you something?
No,
I'm not. A Sagittarius.
She broke about her.
Look, you know, let me touch on that, though, while you on that, because this is a very much headspace I've been in for the past week.
Mm-hmm.
So one thing I've always said, like, with Michi Blue has always kept herself relevant, and that's a big thing. Whether it's with music, they may have said, she fell off with the music, but whether it was music,
but
I was on TikTok having people rolling, I was, you feel me, promoting and pushing my businesses, and people so surprised by, oh, she's in a mortuary field, to, you know, me making content now, me just being fly, being a big, pretty girl, and everybody just gravitate to me in their own little ways. I'm like, one thing about me, I have always kept myself relevant throughout this whole
business.
Time. But I'm like, I've been pressing the lines, and I've been very vocal. I'm like, a lot of people want me to come out, show love, and all of this. And I'm like, it got to come with that fee. Like, I've been doing my thing. Like,
you already
some,
made
people,
yourself
some people
a
pay,
stable.
And they do their thing. I'm like, I always say, my name is engraved in a stone. It's there forever. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
You're never, I don't care if we 80 years old, and you can't put a face to it, you're going to be like, damn, I remember that name from back in the day, Michi Blue. Like, you feel me? I've engraved my name in the stone, and I'm like, it gotta come with that dollar now. Like, I got people, I'm talking about sagging for me. Events, like, I'm coming to see her. I want to hang out with her. I want a picture with her. I want to vibe with her. Whatever it is, you feel me? And
that's
I'm
dope.
Like, I got people, events, all type of shit going up. It's time to put that dollar on my name, and they gotta respect that I'm not doing no YouTube pop-ups unless it's something I want to do. Or it's something that's an opportunity for me to grow.
Mm-hmm.
Like, other than that, like, I don't even like being outside no more. Like, I done lived outside so much. Now I'm
man,
a homebody.
You like me. I don't even go
yeah,
to
I
anybody.
Love
I
the
hate
house.
I hate
like, I really
now.
Love
like,
the
I'm
house. Like,
you,
you got to pay me to get up out of yeah. outside of here because I'll be at the party like this. Just like, no.
This space is 10 minutes from my house. Ask him what time I'll be texting. I text every Wednesday at 8:30 and say, are we on?
Mm-hmm.
I know he be looking like, now, I know damn well you see my location. Yeah, you got to tell me. Because, baby, me, I will continue on. I will cross these legs.
No, yeah, for real.
Be really enthralled with myself. Okay. No, really having the best time ever in the notebook. Big. People don't know how it feels when you really divulge into yourself and into the things that you enjoy doing. Like, you really do lose a lot of time to just be fucking around.
No, for real. And that's why I'm like, I'm still going through my healing process. I started a healing process the end of last year. I then got rid of so many friends. I done shook so many environments, you feel me? Like, I done got in tune with myself. I've always been a very spiritual person and just big on God, big on Jesus. But I'm like, now, I'm just like, it is just, I'm talking about the focus of my world now. Like, you know, so it's just like, I done found so much within myself that I didn't know. And I love this side of me. It's like quiet. It's just humble. It's just, I know it's coming. You feel me? Like, it's on its way. Like, you know, and I don't want no distractions. So I don't want no derailments. I don't want no fuck niggas around me. I don't want no fuck homegirls, no fuck homeboys. I don't want none of that. Like, I want what's mine because I feel like that's been my biggest delay. I always feel like God said delay, not deny. Get these motherfuckers off your ship because they're going to sink it. I can't give it to you yet. You feel me? I can't give it to you yet, and they around. Like, they be the first ones here. Man. And I'm like, I done cleared the whole ship off. Anybody who could have sunk my boat, they are gone. As of today, finally got rid of two boat people. And I'm just like, you know,
listen
they would have sunk my boat.
And don't it be real, real crazy? And
shit coming. Shit been coming left and right.
Wait. You got to talk on. You got to talk about
shit
that.
Shit been coming left and right. You feel
the
me?
The money coming.
Yes, the money is coming. The blessings is coming.
Everything in alignment.
God is right here. Divine timing.
By us, okay.
You hear me? Hey, it's all here.
Hey, y'all don't even know how excited I am about you being here, to be honest with you.
Man.
I like the energy you pull in. Yeah. That's what I was saying about. Y'all literally about to say that about. Here you go.
Y'all look all glossed up on the camera.
I doubt it. We have our delay.
Liquor be making me hot. Okay. Period.
Call me. She good on the camera? Call. She good on the camera? Yeah, we good. Hey, I appreciate it, though. Like, when I hit you up, I was like, she do more than just.
No, these damn wigs be sound like a helmet. Shit.
So, you said you're a content creator now.
Mm-hmm.
What's your niche thing? You doing hair and makeup?
No. Because when I came across you. My voice, like I call myself the voice of the ladies. So I've also stated too in my content, like, y'all gonna go through this healing stage with me. So wherever my heart and my mind is and whatever I decide to speak on, y'all gonna know that that's currently what I'm on, where my headspace is at for that day, that moment, that week, however it was, you know. So like I said, it's been a lot going.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Let Exclusive Furniture spring clean your sleep with an ultimate sleep reset package. Springtime is the best time to refresh your sleep. Save up to $800 on a sleep reset package, complete with mattress, mattress protector, pillows, sheets, and an adjustable base for maximum comfort. Plus, 60 months no interest financing, and we'll haul away your old mattress and recycle it for free. Upgrade, refresh, and save.
This is Exclusive Furniture, where low prices live.
And better sleep begins.
Every day.
See store for details.
Welcome to another episode of Open Bar Podcast, where the conversation is never on the rocks, but it's straight up no chaser. Today, we're excited to introduce you to a refreshing new sponsor that's sure to quench your thirst and elevate your palate, Stintino Sparkling Water. Imagine sipping on the vibrant flavors of Italy with every bubble. Stintino offers three unique and mouthwatering varieties that will transport you straight to the Mediterranean. First up, we have the Sicilian Blood Orange. This isn't just any orange flavor. It's infused with anise, fennel, and basil, and sweetened with the finest Italian grape sugar. It's a symphony of flavors that dances on your taste buds. Next, there's the Sicilian cactus pear, an exotic blend that combines the subtle sweetness of cactus pear with the bold notes of strawberry and black pepper. And yes, it's sweetened with Italian grape sugar, ensuring a naturally delightful taste. Finally, we have the Amalfi lemon, a crisp and invigorating choice that pairs the zesty brightness of Amalfi lemons with fresh basil, all sweetened with Italian grape sugar. It's like a sunny Italian afternoon in a bottle. Don't just take our word for it. Experience the effervescent magic of Stintino sparkling water for yourself. Visit stintinosparkling.com to explore more and place your order today. And while you're at it, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on Instagram at openbarpodcast-was, and visit openbarpodcast.com for the latest updates and episodes. Stay tuned, stay refreshed, and keep the conversation flowing. Welcome to another episode of the Open Bar Podcast, where the conversation is never on the rocks, but it's straight up no chaser. Today, we're excited to introduce our sponsor, Tequila Gran Diamante. If you're looking for a tequila experience that epitomizes luxury and excellence, look no further. Let's start with their award-winning platter. Crafted from the finest estate-grown agave Tequilana Weber, this tequila has a captivating blend of wafting scents, including spices, slight vanilla, vegetal, and floral tones, all balanced perfectly with rich agave notes. Its medium weight body and silky, buttery, velvety texture make every sip a pure delight. The platter rests in stainless steel for 23 to 28 days, ensuring a flawless finish. Next, we have the Reposado. This remarkable tequila also uses the finest estate-grown agave Tequilana Weber and rests in French oak barrels for 8 months, enriching its character. The Reposado is bursting with flavors of spice, pepper, balanced agave, butterscotch, and caramel. It offers a medium weight body with a buttery, velvety texture, complemented by a slight wood and smoke essence that delivers a refined and unique taste. Finally, let's talk about the Añejo. Aged for 18 months in new French oak barrels, this full-bodied tequila features a luscious body and satiny texture. It offers smooth hints of muted spice, pepper, and oak undertones, which taper down to a thoroughly enjoyable finish. The Añejo has a refined bouquet of aromas, including butterscotch, cinnamon, nutmeg spices, and hints of chocolate and cigar. Its slight wood and smoke essence provide the character and nuance found in older Añejos. So why wait? Elevate your tequila experience today by shopping at tequilagrandiamante.com. Don't forget to follow the Open Bar Podcast on all social media platforms to stay updated and book your spot for our next episode. Visit us at openbarpodcast.com. Cheers to great conversations and even greater tequila.
Going on, I didn't have breakups, you feel me? A 6-year relationship gone, tried to give it a break, get involved with somebody else while I'm healing, and that was a wild ass situation, something traumatizing the damn self. So it was just kind of like, damn, like, I express my pain, I express my hurt, and it's like, sometimes I ain't gonna lie, I keep it so real. Even in them videos, I was enduring a lot of the shit that I was talking about, but I go back and I constantly still to this day listen to my videos, and it just makes me like, like, I gotta stay away, like, you know, because I really believe, like, what I was dealing with and what I was doing was hindering me from my growth. The money started fucking up, you know, my mental was all off track, and I'm like, yeah, what you not gonna do is fuck up my livelihood. It's time to, get this on up out of here, you know? So, yeah, like, a lot of my videos is just, I talk about everything, but a lot of people like to pinpoint, like, oh, you always talking shit about niggas, like, you know, like the dude.
that's currently the problem.
And I'm like, I'm not the only person going through this, but what I tell people all the time, because niggas be trying to get in the comments talking shit, and I be like, listen, a nigga that got his own shit together, he got it going, he's not worried about a goddamn thing I'm talking about. It's you little ass boys that's bullshit as fuck that are rattled by everything it is. You feel me?
Like, that was a whole full circle right there, because I was about to talk shit.
Like, I'm being real. If like, I'm sitting here,
me, nigga. What the fuck?
Like, nah, like,
come over here.
Ain't no grown ass man worried about that shit. Ain't no grown ass man who got his own money. Yeah. He ain't out here leeching off of women and trying to, you feel me? You not worried about nothing I'm talking about because that's not the caliber of men that I'm speaking of. I know what a good ass man is and I know what a terrible ass man is. You feel me? But people only hear that like, oh, she talks about niggas. I talk about God. I talk about energy. I talk about detachment. In like all everything, I'm talking about BBW content. It's some of everything. Whatever's on my mind comes to mouth. Yes, I do OnlyFans. I shake this ass on OnlyFans. Y'all subscribe, link in bio, Michi Blue.
I was asking, would you do OnlyFans?
No, I do.
I know you do OnlyFans. Yeah. Yeah, she said, baby, I got the dead bodies and I'm waking up the live ones.
Listen,
okay,
I keep it cute. I keep it cute. I definitely keep it cute.
Is there really a little bag over there when you keep it cute? Let me know.
I've been on OnlyFans for about 3 months, and I didn't touch some chub.
Yeah?
Yeah. Okay. Why I did it is because first off, my OnlyFans had been made for about 3 years.
Don't skip over the goddamn lingo.
What? The chub?
Yeah.
What? I mean, chub and dolas. Those are my words. Chub and dolas.
I caught on fast. Never heard it in my life, but I know money was talking.
Yeah. It's the money, because I don't notice, like, I'm a big girl. A lot of niggas like bigger women. They try to act like they don't. They just ashamed. Like, y'all don't want to be all out here with this big girl.
No, but a lot these of women. But the niggas who do.
These niggas be ready to get down your throat. And so I done seen both. Yeah. I done seen the best of both worlds. Niggas that don't give a fuck.
I done been all the way up to 245, baby. It's a different world. It was very fun, okay?
And it's crazy, though.
I might slip back over there. You never know.
It's crazy because I hear a lot of women that say that they've lost a dramatic amount of weight, that they pull more men being bigger.
So I say, like, about just in my journey, I did realize that I was pulling way more niggas, but I was having to cut off a lot of niggas, too, because, bitch, my mind ain't fucked up. What are you doing here?
I feel like niggas, they try to come my way and they try to play. I'm not to pay like you weigh. You're going to get hair done. You're going to get nails and feet done. You're going to do. And I'm the type of bitch I do for my nigga too. But you're not going to just try to bleed my pocket. I'm not that big girl. I got way too much confidence. Like,
that size and getting to that size. And I was like very cool with it. I was like, baby, I don't know. I still got niggas on me. It's not really giving the problem to me.
I've never tripped off on a girl gaining weight and none of that shit. That shit is like, if
niggas
I like
be
you,
like,
I like
niggas
you.
Be wanting, you I feel like me? You, niggas want to grab on something.
I'm 213 right now. I get, it really be sticking in my stomach when somebody be like, you getting that little ass again, like, y'all.
Man.
Don't be looking at that 13 pounds back there.
Man.
I'm trying to get back to, like, 197.
No. And I'm almost 100 pounds down. I gained a bunch of weight. Like, my largest weight, I couldn't believe it when the doctor told me. I was 401 pounds. But I definitely felt it. When I look at my old pictures, I definitely see it. All in the face. The arms wouldn't even sit down straight. It was like this. Stomach was everywhere, so yeah, and now I'm down to 313. So, down to 313, and I'm like, my first goal weight is 3, you feel me? And then I do want to range between like 250 and 275. I don't want to be skinny though.
You gotta love who you are, man.
People delusionalize weight loss with wanting to be skinny, and that's literally what happened to me. I got all the way down to 165, and I was like, yeah, we're about to start eating at 11 p.m. right before we go to sleep.
I know a girl.
We're about
right
to
now.
Gain 20 pounds on
her. She don't weigh that much, but she like, I need to get thick. I was like, okay, whatever you want to do.
It's a misconception that everybody wants to be small. Everybody don't want to be small.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, I just want the aesthetics. I'm like, I just want to be my clothes.
Yeah,
right.
And I want to be able to have a lot of options. If I find the happy place of options I like, we might be ordering.
I think for anybody who know or who listen, like, you gotta accept whoever you dealing with for who they are, period.
We can't even be looking at people looks on more shit. If you find somebody
about,
who genuinely love you and they really rocking with you and they real, that's who you're supposed to be with.
Right.
Don't pass up your life partners because they not exactly your look.
Women,
if you love that woman, go take her to the
off.
Gym, help her out. Go in there and bump iron with her. Y'all both get in shape together. You feel me?
I think women cut niggas off more because of how they feel about themselves than how the men think about them.
Wait, repeat that?
You don't understand that?
Nah, I didn't hear that right.
A guy can like you for who you are, but because you don't like you for who you are, you're going to have a certain type of energy.
That but like you're going to create your own.
Yeah, you're going to make your own. You're going to make your own. You're going to make your own wall to make a dude keep. Like, you know what I'm saying? He's liking you, but then you like, oh, I don't like me. But then it's like, you got to do more hurdles type shit.
I think I'm gonna like be you real. Said, self, you got to get in tune with you. Yeah. You got to like
I understand what you're saying, but I definitely don't have that problem because I love everything about me. And nigga, know, when I pull out this motherfucking shirt, you know it's some rose back here. You know it's some dent. You know it's some cellulite. You know it's there. I ain't got no motherfucking six pack. Like, I'm not tight.
Like,
I'm
you
not.
You have a six pack inside the shirt. What you
got? I wiggle when I walk. You feel me? Like, shit, I stopped. There's still a little shaking going on. You know?
Hey, self-love is the best.
Oh, God. I'm like, I love me. Like, and if I can't be comfortable around somebody, if somebody does make me feel awkward about myself, I'm just like, no, because anything, I'm always the type of girl, too. With any dude, you could be your absolute naked, raw self with me, like, absolutely 100% comfortable with your flaws, your insecurities. I'm not judging you, like, because like I said, when I peel out, everything ain't perfect over here, you know? Mm-hmm. Shit, it look good for what it is, you feel me? And I adore it. I definitely adore myself, but, yeah, I don't want nobody making me feel weird. I'm not going to make you feel weird. Shit, do your thing. You feel me? You want to walk around this motherfucker with your ass out? Shit, I'm going to walk around this bitch with my ass out, too. Like, shit.
We're going to be the ass out bays.
You hear me? Hey, you got your cheeks out, bays.
I think your line of work is dope. Like,
yeah.
I honestly, me personally, looking at
have you had any crazy moments yet?
Hell yeah!
Let's get into it.
I got three favorite stories.
Okay,
I'm gonna start with a body.
I want to hear one about a family, and I want to hear one about
your favorite. Though. Not your three. You don't even know what three
you said.
She got
one about a body, one about a family, and one about what?
You pick.
She got three.
They might all be about bodies. I keep on hearing about these ass twitches.
By the time I get to them, they're gone. That's only happening within the first couple hours. Last breath, nerves still jumping. You know, I don't see them at that point. But craziest story with a body. And I definitely had an outer body experience. I forgot the exact terminology for it, but it's really a thing, and it's like only 1% of people in the world experience this. So I'm doing makeup, and I'm like over the lady. They got her up against the wall. I'm like over her trying to do her eyebrow, you know, contour it out. And when I lean back, first off, your arms is like this on top of you, and they put two like foam blocks under your arms to keep it up on the table. So me leaning on her, you feel me? When I stepped back, her arm slipped off the block, elbowed me in the stomach. And I was just like, and I literally was in the corner of the room looking at myself at the casket with her still. But I know it was really me in the corner of the room because my mom was with me. So when she looked in the corner of the room and was like, what happened? But I'm looking at myself at the casket and I'm like just shaking like her arm. My mom just, what? Like she just got up, gloved up.
Her arm is for it. Like, it didn't feel.
Oh, your mom tapped in too.
Yeah. My mom, hell yeah.
She but, help you or
she comes with me. She's very comfortable with it. She doesn't. It doesn't bother her. Like she'd be up in there on her phone and she'll look. She'd be like, okay, look good and da da this and sit back down. Like it doesn't faze her at all. So yeah, she took me to one of my like what was this? It was like a play auntie back in the day at Douglas Mortuary and. I just remember it was a crazy situation. The lady hair was laid. She had like a swoop, but she got into a bad car accident and the rearview mirror went through her head. Oh. And so they had used the swoop to cover it up. So I remember at that moment being that young, I think I was like 7 years old. I was like stuck on that body. Like, whoa, like this is crazy as hell. And I would never like, I don't still to this day right now. It's cause it's creepy to me. That song that Mr. Mrs. Jones, I don't like it. Cause it was playing in the mortuary when I seen her. And I'm just it just makes me think of that lady from that young age. But the lady arm slipped off and it just sent me like, it was like very weird moment. I don't know if y'all seen Ghost with Whoopi Goldberg.
Yes.
Oh my God. You know how when he used to use her body and then she would like be all like just out of it when he would come out of her like just like oh my God, that's how I felt. Like what the fuck just happened to me? Like I was in a whole nother dimension right now.
That's crazy.
Family-wise?
You asked for it, champ, goddamn.
Yeah, that was crazy. I didn't have fans go off, start screaming in the room. The fans, ooh. Yeah, like the fans start, like the Metal Blade fans start screeching, running out the room screaming. Like, this was in my early days.
You have now.
Oh, I'm talking about.
You are now in.
This when the universe was like, do you really want to be here? Like, man. Is your
man. That happened at a funeral home in Altadena. And then turn around, my last, like, crazy situation was being at Inglewood. And I turn around, sitting there
my
doing the makeup.
At Inglewood.
Yeah. Mm. I'm sitting there doing the makeup. Everything cool. The whole, like, just go off in the room. And I just bump the fuck out. Like, hold on. Like, hold on. Like, do you not like the makeup or what, lady? Like,
you should have immediately said, wait a minute, bitch, let me get you a mirror first. Because, bitch, when you see this beat down, you ain't going to want to take me out. You
but
gonna
I talk to him, though. Like, when I'm in the room,
I was just about to ask her, like, do you communicate?
You kept conversation.
I keep, like, I don't be in there, like, so what was going on in your childhood? Like, no, like, but I mean, like, I'll be like, okay, girl, I see you coming through, like, you know, and that's not what I mean. I can communicate with them. That's just some, like, you know, to keep to set the tone and keep it cool. Like, you know, because you do feel those spirits in the room a lot. Like, they be heavy. They be around you, for sure. I know I done took some shit home before. So that's why I tell people it gets deep. Like, this ain't no regular little makeup and you just go home and live your life. No, I done had shit falling off the counters, shit making noise. My mirror fell. Like, I done had a lot of shit going on. So I pray before I get in there and I pray them off of me when I leave out.
I was just about to ask you.
I want to start tuning in and start getting spiritual baths. Like, when I start leaving them and stuff, because, yeah, it's heavy. Like, it's heavy. Like, you can feel it, sense it. Like, that shit is in the front seat with you sometimes. I be smelling embalming fluid, like, everything. Like,
I was just about to ask you.
Embalming fluid is so strong.
That's a lemon?
I think so. It's funny because I've seen it out of, like.
I mean, you got all of it. You got all of it.
But I can't see it from over there, though. You know I'm blind as hell. I guess those are the downsides of the industry.
You said what are the downsides?
Yeah.
Embalming fluid being your nose forever.
Does it really smell like donuts? No.
What? What? Where the hell you get a donut from out of embalming fluid?
We lived on a corner from a mortuary, and the air would smell sweet, and it'd be like, oh, that's the embalming fluid.
No. Embalming fluid burns your eyes. That shit burns your nose. Like, it's so strong. It's in your clothes. Like, you can swing around, and you just, it's a very strong chemical. Hell no, not no damn donuts. That's to preserve the body. Like, that's what they smell like, no donuts.
It's very strong, because ain't it also... With them boys, we sell out the window.
Yeah, that water.
Okay, y'all old as fuck for that little.
Listen,
get together. Y'all had a little get together.
I'll be like, damn. And I'm trying to figure out the niggas smoking that shit. How the fuck they looking so fried? Okay, because that shit is a preserved body. That, so what's going on? Shit, why the fuck
are you being preserved?
What are you saying? What are you saying? What are you saying?
What if they crispity crackety crunch? Like, what the fuck?
Like, they hell no. Nah. Like, they be preserving, all right. Them motherfuckers,
man,
be like,
they be getting dark and shit. Like,
a fucking tenderoni. Like, so, you look like you been
from
just.
From your experience, roasted. Not to cut you off, Jack. From your experience, you think it's a good. Well, I mean, it got to be a good business because, like I said, people.
Money wise?
Every day.
Yes. But then again, it's not for everybody. I feel like, I definitely feel like. You have to be a strong soul. Like, that shit is not for the weak at all. It's a lot that comes with it. Like I said, them spirits be heavy. Mm-hmm. They that shit feel like it's next to you on the way home sometimes. You feel me?
What would you suggest for somebody who's trying to get into that?
Tap in.
But yeah, she said, tap in.
But not because it's crazy, because I feel like I really didn't have a way, so... Like, my way was random. Like, brother, can you make me a flyer? And I'm just about to post it and see if I can get some. Like, you feel me? That's how it was for me. And it's literally been off of a flyer and a post, you know? So, I can't really tell. No, it's not nothing like go to the mortuary and see if they'll work with you. No, it's the families. Like, you got to connect and, you feel me, put on for yourself. And these families got to be interested in you and want to book you for their loved ones. So, it's literally simple as 1, 2, 3, but if you want to take it further, like I said, I'm in the midst of getting contracts now. Like, I didn't know that at first. Like, maybe I should get a contract with a mortuary. I won't make as much as what I make off of one body, but I'll have something, you know.
You get a non-exclusive,
like, consistently, like.
You get a non-exclusive contract, too.
Yeah. So
that's what I was about to say about barbers, because barbers do the same thing. Mm-hmm. They have to cut the hair and stuff like that too. So,
but yeah, so it's like I got a little team of people. Like I got a couple people. If they available, they available. I'm always trying to add on. Like my my other best friend, she does nails. So she does all of my press-on, customized press-ons for them. I actually have a girl now to do the wigs, you know, because I don't like doing the hair. The hair is a very difficult task on them because they're on their backs, you know. She can kill it. Like, me, it feel like it take me forever a day in a mortuary to try to do hair.
She get up in there and get it done. All that,
so, yeah, I'm like, I'm trying to build on the team, like, to where if you only want the hair done, I ain't even got to pop out. Like, hey, like, go handle that. Like, you feel me?
Oh, they said she'll go put it on?
Yeah, she'll go put it on, yeah. Ooh. And so it's just like, you know, like, I'm trying to have it to that point where it's like they just, like, I'm a whole glam squad within this business. Like, that's you dope. Know, where I got top-tier barbers. I'm talking about top-tier hairstylists. If somebody want to braid, they can do that. Whatever, retwist dreads, like, all
and
of that.
And that puts you the ability to be in place in more than one place at one time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, mm-hmm. Big business.
So that's the only thing.
So if motherfuckers didn't understand what Michi Blue do, you know what I'm saying? Take it to a whole other level, you know what I'm saying? There's more to it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's dope, though. That's what I looked at. I was like, that's tight. Because I can't do no shit like that.
Man. That's what I say. Some people, they be like, oh, that's dope. It ain't for everybody.
Yeah, for sure.
Don't just
sure.
think you finna get up in there and it's gonna be swoop. Like, nah.
Yeah. What's the most dramatic, like, makeup process you've had to do? Like, remember, you kind of spoke about the person who had, like, a rearview mirror.
I haven't had really nobody with major, like, trauma to the face, but to the head. And it wasn't, I had to braid and put a wig over somebody who had an autopsy. And
that mean they shit is cut open, huh?
From ear to ear.
Oh, that's
hair
crazy.
Is bald in the middle. Hair is coming out the entire time. Like, the little bit that's left around the sutures and staples and stuff. It's like, it's a hard process.
Do you have to do any medical background for any of this? Like,
mm-mm.
No? You said a medical term. I'm like, what the fuck?
No, sutures. When they sew it together.
You know terminology, she in the field.
Yeah, look.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, you gotta.
Well, shit, I done broke a couple bones too, so I mean, damn. I know, yeah.
Wait a minute.
You did what?
I done broke a couple bones.
Oh, on yourself?
Yeah, on myself, yeah.
Oh.
So.
Which, oh.
Yeah, yeah no,
I'm
like, on myself.
I'm with you. I'm with you on this
I'm
one.
I said, wait a goddamn minute.
I've never broke anybody's bones, but it's crazy when you hear that shit, though. Like, when that rigor mortis set in and they got to pop them. Because
I'm about to say, because they got to move them. So I would think that you probably
you
would come into that situation.
And you passed away and you just your head back like this and you come in, all of that shit has to be cracked into place so you can lay on a stretcher.
Niggas got
Because if you've been sitting there for hours and nobody knew you was dead, you've been sitting there for 24 hours, you're going to be just like that. If they pick you up, you're going to still be sitting there, head back, like, that's all it is. So, you hear it, like, it's loud, like, pow, like, all of that shit has to get broke and straightened out to lay you on a stretcher.
I wish I could see my face right now.
Man, yeah, it's wicked.
I wish I could see my face.
It's wicked. That's why I say the field pays, like, it pays. Damn. Like, it's good money out there, whether, like I said, you paint the curbs, you janitor at the cemeteries, you cleaning up around there, you transporting bodies, you're a coroner, you work at the coroner office.
I heard
the
transporting,
you know?
Nah, this is a side note, you know what I'm saying? It may or may not be true, but I heard the transporting bodies is more so like the mafia takes over that. Like, they got some shit going on with that, like, whatever.
No,
it's
never
all
heard
kind
of
shit.
One.
It's all kind of companies is like under contract with certain type of shit.
I mean,
because
it's only
business.
Really, I think it's only two places out here that pick the bodies up, and that's San Bernardino County and that's L.A. County.
Exactly.
And that's why when it takes that, when they be up under that tent and they be sitting there for hours in the street dead, and
because
they trying to wait because there's too many deaths going on and it's only two counties able to come pick up bodies.
So I was right. We probably gonna cut that up. I'm just playing. Nah, but I heard about this situation when it comes to like the transporting, because that's big money too. So I guess that whole industry is like big.
Yeah, it's a lot. You got to think about it. I got to tell people all the time, the judicial system, the medical field, and the death industry, you're never going to go wrong in that. People are always going to be sick. People are always going to do crime and go to jail. People are always going to die. So it's money within them three fields. You can never go wrong with it.
Build a legacy, huh?
That's so cool.
Definitely to go. Definitely to go with that.
I think that's dope.
Well, it's a little depressing too, though. Like sometimes I be wanting a break, a mental break. Like it's depressing.
With anything you do,
I do. I'm not gonna lie. I do juggle back and forth. Like, do I really want to do this forever? Because it's like you have to be in a different headspace. Mm-hmm. Me, I'm an emotional person, so a story could come in, and I'm like, whoa, that happened to her? That happened to him? And it'll just touch me. Like, I'll be sad. I'll see the family crying. I'm crying. Like, so
that,
it's just like, damn.
Those, though, that be the thing.
Yeah. I pray with my family, right, everything. When I try to keep it together, I'll pray, and I'll just go to the car sometimes, and I'll just cry. Like, that was really heavy.
Yeah.
Like, it's one song I love so much. It's so crazy how this just reminds me of this one girl I did. It was a very sad situation. The girl I said was the youngest female I ever done. And it was crazy. First time hearing this song, Damage by her. I could not hear.
Her? Oh, her.
The artist, her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That song, Damage. Oh, my God. When I say I love that song, but I cannot listen to that song without remembering how I heard about it, the whole moment. Like, my mind just trickles through that whole day. Like, I'm like, oh, my God. Like, that shit is so depressing. But it's like, damn. Like, you know, like, it be some shit. It's heavy. It's heavy.
You wear a huge backpack when it comes to this shit.
Because
to do what you do is what everybody don't want to do. Mm-hmm. So, like, I commend you for that. Like,
thank you. I appreciate that.
I think that's dope, like, for somebody, for you to be able to even endure any of that. Like, to even come through or go through any of that. Because I don't even like going to cemeteries. Like, I can't even go to the cemetery.
I just went to my first funeral the other day. And it's been my first funeral. Not first, but just in, like, it's been, like, 4 years. Like, yeah, it's been about 4 years. I don't, because it's just too much. Like, working
like
in
it.
It's like a situation of how me being a makeup artist. I don't like doing my own makeup. Mm. I do this shit so much. I don't have time or care to do my own. But people think I do by they look
today,
at my
though.
Instagram. But if
you beat
watch
your
my
shit
story,
today, though.
Man, today, I'm like, I'm about to be on camera.
Dang, yeah,
right.
You had to
but
do.
It's like, you doing so much over here, you don't want to do it over here. The best hairstylist hair ain't never did. You feel me?
Yeah,
so
sure.
It's just like, you know, it's like, I don't want to come see this. Like, I'm already dealing with this, being around it.
Yeah.
It's too many emotions. It's too sad. Like, you know, it's like, let me just keep my energy up. Like, you know, so.
I think it's dope that you can even do that. Like, you take on a whole nother superhero cape, mask, whatever, like, to what you already do and provide to your following and stuff like that.
And just shout out to the women who do this, because it is a small group of women who do this already, and they are talented. I see some of them go viral. I don't know what's up. don't judge me, y'all, because I was thinking, like, damn, is this how I need to go viral with the makeup? Because I know there's all the girls who are going viral with doing mortuary makeup in hair, they're crying on camera. So, like, do I need to leave mortuary and cry? they all going viral. And I'm
you
like,
you gotta do TikTok. That gotta be
man,
on TikTok.
It's on Instagram. Everybody's sending it to me on Instagram. And I'm just
Stop playing.
I need to cry? Like,
that.
Hey, I'm like,
be honest with yourself, though.
I told myself, I can't make myself cry. Like, if anything, I'm so real. I feel like the only thing I can do is be real about it, because why are you crying?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, you getting on the phone crying about somebody whole else loved one. Like,
right.
Me personally, I have a heart, and I'm going to push and go through it.
You know
help
what,
them with whatever,
maybe
but I don't think
you
it,
should do, because, like, clearly you usually end up hearing the story of how it happened, right? So, do you have, like, a mannequin head? Like a makeup mannequin?
Yeah.
Maybe you should recreate the look on the mannequin head and tell the story.
Hmm. That's different. That's
because you know what I do all the time. I'm gonna hand out $1 million check. That's what I'm gonna do for sure. So that's as you've been saying, like, how can I promote it more? I'm like, how can she promote it more? Okay, so you using your voice,
tell a story.
So you can either recreate the look on the mannequin and then just do a voiceover.
You know what? I watched
it while you do it.
Yeah, I watched this girl on Instagram, and she tells, like, real life killer horror stories. It's a white girl on Facebook. I love her to death. And she does a full beat on her face and tells you the whole story the whole way.
I know.
I love it. And I thought about doing that and telling, like, more true stories and stuff.
Yeah, I was about to say, or you can beat your own man.
You know,
confidential.
Like, just to give you an insight, the industry of true crime stories is like the biggest.
That's the largest podcast mm-hmm. industry.
Right, that's mm-hmm. and I create. That's I the largest podcast.
Everybody love to hear a creepy story because yeah. I do.
I love horror stories, and I won't watch it. I listen to it all day. I don't even listen to music like that. Dope
thing for you to do.
And the market for black girls to do it, especially to do it in your. I'm going to put you onto a podcast to put all y'all onto a podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
It's called Sisters Who Kill.
Oh, I heard it. You told me about that.
I told you about that. It's two black girls that tell true crime stories, but their niche is they're telling true crime stories that are women led. So, like, mm-hmm. a female is the murderer.
Type shit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, the female. It's not just Snap, though, because it'd be like kids who killed their parents.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Kids who killed their. They sibling, like all kind of
Damn.
Stuff. So sorry.
Yeah, I gotta tune in.
Trigger warning.
I've been heard of that.
It's two black girls, and when I say they do it in the most natural way, like they really be like, "Oh hell no, this bitch! I cannot believe this bitch is dumb. Like, why did you do it like that?" Like they have like a little segment called like "Take That Shit to Trial, Bitch," and then it be telling like what happened like
shout
in
out
the
to
trial
them.
Part.
Yeah, I gotta
yeah
tell
shout
them.
Out to Sisters Who Kill podcast. I love the way that they're telling me a story because I listen to a lot of people right tell me
Sisters
a story,
Kill
but listen to somebody who sounds like me tell me a story. Means a lot. And girl, you from Compton, I'm from Compton, baby. I want to hear you tell me a
yes.
story.
And I think that's why I like a lot of people fuck with me because I've been getting the title a lot lately, the realest influencer. And they like, you are just so real. You raw. You say what the fuck people, like it's in the back of our minds. The women really want to speak about. We're too embarrassed to speak about. We're too shy. We just going through it with our
niggas
and
you
just
I like it. It's a girl yeah. saying how I'm feeling, but she ain't saying how I said because I would have really turned mm-hmm. it up on this motherfucker.
I didn't try it. Everybody was like, oh, your mouth just, you cursing and doing this for one. My family like that. We cuss like soldiers, pirates. You feel
and
me?
And that's why I like their podcast because people be complaining about them cussing and they be like,
don't watch
just
it. Don't listen.
Exactly. But look, I tried it though. I'm like, let me just try and take it another route and simmer down. I'm like, you know. You guys, yeah, have the good energy around. Like, I'm just sitting there like,
and they probably got right in your comments like, bitch, why
no,
you
no,
being
no.
fake?
It was like almost to no comments. Like, it was no interaction. It was nothing.
It was
so like, bitch, and this motherfucking nigga and this is like, viral. Like, it's like, I'm going to be me. I made a vision board this year, you know, New Year's. Mm-hmm. I made a vision board, and my favorite photo that sat on there was, you going to get paid for being you. And I literally see that's my cool. voice, me talking about what's on my mental, me talking and going through my healing journey and expressing. It don't matter if I wake up angry one moment, because I do be waking up mad. I just went through some shit. So I be waking up mad and I just
the moment is not over.
Right. And I'm like, I'll wake up tripping the next day. I'll be like, you know what? I'll be like, man, fuck this nigga. I need to just detach from this nigga. I'm about to make a video about detachments. Like, you feel me? So it's whatever's on my mental, like, you know. And I just feel like I'm just real, and I show how as women really operate. Like, you know, we just keep a lot of stuff hidden. We keep a lot of stuff quiet. Because damn near like how black men feel like they can't cry. A lot of us women feel like we can't really get out there.
Like, I
can't really
say
it,
but
I'm
really
going
to. I'm not allowed to have a bad day because now I'm categorized as a bitch who be complaining.
Right, exactly.
One of my favorite things to do is complain, baby. One thing you didn't hear me do is complain.
No, for real.
I'm good at complaining.
Great at it.
You know why? Because I'm also going to come up with a motherfucking resolution.
Look, I got a
but
text tonight that said you be so hard on me for what?
First of all.
I'm like, why do I expect better from you? That's
exactly, that part.
I'm like,
because I'm tired as fuck ass.
We need
that
more
you
males on this
sure
show
stop
because,
it.
God damn it.
Shit.
Man.
Nah.
First of all, we have all of your testosterone.
I was just glad. Yeah, we good. I was just
we'll
saying,
be fine.
I'm talking shit.
Man.
But no,
I feel like
that's important.
Voice,
I think
yeah.
it's important to be yourself mm-hmm. and be conscious that you're being a voice for everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, I think
I love it. And it's just, it's inspired, like, to see how many women I'm touching. When I say I have women on the daily tell me some of the coldest stories what niggas is putting them through, I'm like, it ain't even no way I should be talking. You need to be making these videos, baby. Like, for real,
wait,
like.
Well, I mean, I'm going to digress. Because it did be both ways.
Somebody.
But I don't want to be that. I don't want to be that.
Mm-hmm.
You're expressing yourself. Mm-hmm. And I was about to, like,
mansplain.
Debate with you. Yeah,
rebuttal,
so I'm gonna digress.
Do like, what guys like
yeah,
to
you,
do.
You're right. A lot of yeah.
Yeah, I'm crying. But yeah, I'm like, we both go through
this
things.
Turn into some
I'm very understanding. I'm a very understanding person. Yeah. Like a very understanding person. All you gotta do is communicate with me, talk to me. I get a lot of shit. I see life in a whole different perspective than a lot of people. Lit. So I see what the black man or man in general has to deal with. But don't be blind to the shit we got to deal with, too. And when we dealing with our shit, you want to be quiet on our shit. And we complaining,
yeah, nah,
we tripping.
For sure.
It's all the bad things.
Ways.
You feel me? But it, like I said, my content, y'all, is not just about men. It may stand out because a lot of the shit I talk about men, we are dealing with it. And it's not just me. And this content has proved it. When I'm getting almost 1 million views on shit, and I'm like, oh, I'm not the only bitch. It's not just me. So I'm not tripping. All these niggas is doing this shit then, because we ain't fucking all fucking with the same nigga.
Don't that be crazy, too?
Like, yeah, so it just proves to me.
It be crazy. Like, bitch, niggas are weird in Australia.
Oh, man. That's crazy.
You stupid.
Like, man, bitch, you letting a nigga play with you in Alaska?
Man.
He said,
I'm
not
gonna
do
that.
Shit, I'm not gonna do that. Y'all let nigga turn up on you and the sun don't even go down.
You know one thing, though? I'm not gonna lie. Not saying this is something recent that I just learned, but I've been peeped it out, though. But I see a lot of people come in my comments like, oh, you only going with this with a dude because you're a bigger woman. He never really wanted you. He never did. When
but
I say, it'd be some
do.
Of the baddest bitches, the skinniest bitches, the thickest bitches.
God.
I'm talking about bitches with bags.
Oh,
it don't matter what it is. There's so many different calibers of women that are all,
the
we all dealing with the same fuck shit. We all getting played by niggas. Like, they try to make it a big bitch thing. Like, no.
Why you need to say anything?
Okay.
You should
I'm
just
shut up, champ. He want to fight me so bad. That's that Virgo.
No. I wasn't about to fight. I was about to be on your side. But okay, cool.
See, look.
I'm
going
to listen to her. I was
going
to be on your side. Goddamn.
I'm crying.
How
y'all
Virgos
is spicy. Y'all rude.
What the fuck? I was about to be on your motherfucking side with that one, damn it. But fuck that.
See, we got parts of y'all in this, but y'all just off the rip don't give a fuck.
You Sagittarius, correct?
Yeah.
Y'all motherfuckers.
Yeah,
boy.
I'm a savage, but I'm like, you gotta
you
warm me up.
Nah,
like you feel
you gotta,
me?
You motherfuckers come ready. Come ready like
Virgos
a motherfucker.
Birth by Tommy Town. We
burger.
Just hop out the car. Like,
nah,
yeah,
I feel like
y'all
I don't
come
know.
Hot and ready, goddamn.
I hear a lot of shit. Yeah. I don't know.
Y'all come hot and ready, goddamn.
Why you looking at me like that?
Yeah. Y'all motherfuckers come hot and goddamn
like,
ready.
I didn't see your foolishness.
My co-host was
don't get
us that line. She was ready every day. I was like, oh.
I was just about to say,
now,
I think premeditated ready.
What? Premeditated.
I think Sagittarius
they
be like,
they're all juiced up. It's like, this gas station in the morning, like, yeah, tomorrow I'm going to be ready for this right here.
Yeah.
Like, already gassed up.
My intuition is so heavy. I just made a post about that. I'm like, I'm a big psychic. You feel me? I can sense.
Like,
I'm for real. I can feel it.
Corner.
When something about to crack, something going on, somebody plotting, somebody on me, and I know where it's coming from. Like, I can pinpoint it all out. So, like, the whole time in my brain, I'm already, like, lining shit up. You feel me? That's why we go to a function. Everybody know I'm not sitting down nowhere. We walking through this motherfucker 8 times because I need to see what the fuck up in here. Somebody might have got in through the back gate. Like, I'm trying to be here. Because even though I'm a woman, a lot of people don't view me as that. You feel me? They see Big Meech. They know Big Meech. And so... I'm just now more into my softer girl era, and it's just like I'm trying to.
Used to bop shit a lot.
Look, baby, I'm a low cat heart.
Okay,
you feel me?
Cool.
All right. I didn't
fall. Blue.
Okay.
So not meet you, cupcake. Not
I'm
meet you,
man.
Not meet you, the doll face. Even though she got a doll face.
I was definitely a bully at one point in life, but. Right. I don't like
it's
to live days down, so people, y'all see me right now.
Crazy, bro.
I definitely want
to
take
this.
This
is your opportunity to pledge your
listen,
soft girlness to the
this
world.
This is Meechie Blue.
She got a whole
this is, head. You know, a.k.a., you know, Honey by OnlyFans. But anyway, you know, listen.
You irritating as hell.
I am a refined woman. I want the negative energy to leave me. Like, y'all just leave me alone.
Poof.
The past is the past. Look, I am a new woman, and I just want to be seen as a new woman.
I'm gonna cut you off. God damn it. You done did all this wrong. Now you want to talk about I'm sorry?
I'm never sorry.
Not sorry.
I ain't never sorry for what I done did. I'm not no sorry bitch. Hell no.
She want to do away.
Nah, but no. I done did a lot of shit.
Virgos don't let shit go.
See me in my new light.
I'ma just be real. I done did a lot of shit and people don't let it bypass them. People still see me for who I was. And it's like, I'm trying to come out of that, be a grown woman. I done watered myself down. I done came from a situation where I had...
very, very hard to do.
I came from a situation where I had 15 people telling me. You feel me? Dang. I done been in some deep-ass shit. Some shit is real. Case is closed now. You feel me? Some shit got real. And I'm going to be all the way...
Thug on trial right now.
I'm going to be all the way real. A lot of shit got wicked. I was running wild. I always hung out with niggas. You feel me? I wasn't the girliest girl. I was very tomboyish, very dykeish growing up. You feel me? So it was just like... I always ran around with niggas that were niggas. So it was like... by influence, and I felt like I had to, regardless if I had to, I'll call it, I'm going to say it now. I felt like I had to fit in with who I was running with. You feel me? So I can't be riding around with all these niggas and they bouncing out on shit. I got to be able to bounce out on shit too. So it's like, it's really another side to me that's very minimized and very closed down because it's not something I want to talk about. But people have done a lot of, because they hear the way I rap, they hear what I rap about. And when I say some of the biggest Crips, biggest of the biggest Bloods, it's tapping in like, let me find out about this bitch, because is she really, because she popping it too cold, too clean, like she's really been there. So when they get
the
popping in, you feel me? They get the logging in about me doing their homework, and it comes back all the time, like, I really heard about you. You really, like, you really a nigga, like, and I'll be like, yeah, but I don't want that. The energy is heavy with that, you feel me? I don't want that shit. Like, I want to be able to slide around and I'm safe. I don't get bitches looking at me sideways. It's niggas looking at me sideways. These niggas is haters. Like, you feel me? I done drop niggas. I done knock niggas out. I done did all type of shit in my lifetime. So, to a lot of niggas. So, it's just like, I don't want that energy. Like, I'm getting older. I ain't trying to be out here sticking and moving with no niggas.
That part of me, I'm trying to go to rap.
You feel me? Yeah.
I'm trying to go to Whole Foods.
We gonna
let one of these niggas walk up on
me. We gonna bring this motherfucker to a goddamn, because Michi talking about some shit.
No. It ain't nothing bad. I'm just saying, I really want some peace. Like, that's it.
For sure.
We just being real.
At this point, I'm on Instagram.
I'm crying. I'm on Instagram at @MeechyBlu.
Airport. If they don't know already.
TikTok, Meechy Blue. MeechyBlu. YouTube, Meechy Blue. Don't add me on Facebook. That's family. Yeah. That's family and clientele.
I have one, though.
Yeah, I do have Facebook. I got two Facebooks, though. I'll be on Facebook, but I have them connected. They're joined, like, you know. Oh, so whatever I post on Instagram goes there.
Yeah, for sure.
But don't reply, because I'm never going over there.
Yeah.
That's me.
And, of course, you know what I'm saying? Y'all know where to find us at, openbarpodcast_. Also, openbarpodcast.com. I sound like I'm slurring because I am.
I'm crying.
I am.
I look like I'm pouring another shot because I am. Shout out to us, you guys. Man. For the first time in a long time, there's still something left in the bottle.
Oh, yeah, we go crazy.
We did good. Shout out you guys. We behaved ourselves. We didn't get too crazy. We didn't get too wild.
That's your lip gloss.
It's popping.
She made show. So we're going to end this with positivity, prosperity, wealth, and health.
Yes, big blessings, also, y'all.
Y'all keep on trying to take y'all shot. Y'all thirsty, God. Damn! Positivity, prosperity, wealth, and health. Leave it there. And good energy.
Yes. All of it.
Good business. We gonna keep it with shout out to the Sagittarius.
Shout out to the Virgos.
Okay.
Shout out to the Virgos.
Take the shot.
Birthday on Sunday. Hello. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, happy early birthday.
That part.
Hey, Open Bar fam, it's your host C4, and we're bringing you another top tier experience today. If you're serious about quality and flavor, then listen up. We're excited to partner with Nuda Tequila, a brand that's all about purity and craftsmanship. Nuda isn't just any tequila, it's crafted with precision and passion. Made from 100% pure blue agave, Nuda delivers a smooth, clean taste that goes down easy, whether you're taking a shot or savoring it neat. And for those who love a good cocktail, it mixes perfectly for a refreshing twist. So why not elevate your next gathering? Head over to nudytequila.com and grab your bottle today. And don't forget, tag us at openbarpodcast_ and at nudytequila on Instagram to show us how you enjoy it. Cheers to good times and great tequila. Also now, when you order online, use openbar10 for 10% off at checkout. Remember, it's not just about drinking, it's about the experience. Let Nuda be your next go-to. Salud. At Open Bar Podcast, we know great conversations start with the right pour. That's why we're proud to introduce Doré Premium Vodka, an award-winning experience crafted by cellar masters using time-honored traditions and modern innovation. Distilled in copper stills from golden oats and wheat, Doré Premium Vodka offers a rich, full-bodied taste with delicate oat notes and a creamy texture. Whether you're celebrating big wins or savoring small moments, Doré Premium Vodka is your golden companion. Available now. Sip responsibly. Welcome to Open Bar Podcast, where the conversation is never on the rocks, but it's straight up no chaser. I'm excited to share that Interstate Vodka is now one of our sponsors. Interstate Vodka was formed in Southern California by three childhood friends. What started as a vision turned into a reality built by hard work and the desire to present a quality product. Distilled in Jacksonville, Florida, this corn-based, 8x distilled ultra-premium vodka will satisfy your palate. The interstate connects us all. All roads lead here. Interstate Vodka isn't just your go-to spirit for a night out. It's perfect for all occasions. Celebrate birthdays, holidays, or any special event with a smooth and sophisticated touch. Whether you're toasting to a milestone or simply enjoying a quiet evening, Interstate Vodka enhances every moment. And let's talk cocktails. Interstate Vodka is incredibly versatile. Mix up a classic vodka martini, a refreshing Moscow Mule, or try something new like a berry-infused vodka lemonade. The possibilities are endless, and each sip is pure perfection. Don't miss out on this amazing vodka. Shop Interstate Vodka at your nearest Total Wine or visit interstatevodka.com. And while you're online, check out openbarpodcast.com for more from us. Follow us on Instagram, @openbarpodcastoch, to stay updated with all the latest happenings.
Welcome to another episode of Open Bar Podcast, where the conversation is never on the rocks, but it's straight up no chaser. Today, we're excited to introduce you to a refreshing new sponsor that's sure to quench your thirst and elevate your palate, Stintino Sparkling Water. Imagine sipping on the vibrant flavors of Italy with every bubble. Stintino offers three unique and mouth-watering varieties that will transport you straight to the Mediterranean. First up, we have the Sicilian Blood Orange. This isn't just any orange flavor. It's infused with anise, fennel, and basil, and sweetened with the finest Italian grape sugar. It's a symphony of flavors that dances on your taste buds. Next, there's the Sicilian Cactus Pear, an exotic blend that combines the subtle sweetness of cactus pear with the bold notes of strawberry and black pepper. And yes, it's sweetened with Italian grape sugar, ensuring a naturally delightful taste. Finally, we have the Amalfi Lemon, a crisp and invigorating choice that pairs the zesty brightness of Amalfi lemons with fresh basil, all sweetened with Italian grape sugar. It's like a sunny Italian afternoon in a bottle. Don't just take our word for it. Experience the effervescent magic of Stintino Sparkling Water for yourself. Visit stintinosparkling.com to explore more and place your order today. And while you're at it, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on Instagram at openbarpodcast-was, and visit openbarpodcast.com for the latest updates and episodes. Stay tuned, stay refreshed, and keep the conversation flowing.
Hey, baseball fans, go yard with BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Enjoy top odds on your favorite home run bets, fast and convenient ways to play same-game parlays, special boosts and tokens, and so much more. From the first pitch to the game-winning fireworks, there are more ways than ever to supercharge your excitement. Download the BetMGM app and get your piece of MLB action. BetMGM is an official partner of Major League Baseball. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER, available in the U.S. For New York, 8778. Hope NY. or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. First Bet offers for new customers only. All other promotions for existing customers. Subject to eligibility requirements. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.